There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for the blood, blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show here on RBN. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and joining me is our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, coming to us live from Tennessee. And in just a moment, we're going to join her for the latest in the news. But first, another thanks goes out to Brandon Turbeville. We had a hard time finding time to do the interview because it's very late where he is. And Brandon was very gracious with his time. That information is stunning. And I can't wait to get a hold of the archive, a couple of those clips, and put that out about Bush. Annie, could you believe the statement that Bush said to Mubarak when he asked him why he didn't do something before 9/11 when he had the warnings? And Bush said, what attack? What 9/11? Unbelievable.
It really makes me believe he was holding the book upside down when he was given the news in front of that children's school class.
Well, he holds a lot of things upside down. I remember in Michael Moore's film Sicko, where George Bush is talking about health care, and he says, I think that OBGYN doctors should be able to express their love to their female patients. There's so many good Bushisms here. And I was doing local radio in Wickenburg. This was the height of Bush's stupidity publicly. And I used to make a CD disc that I would play through the board. And it was just one right after another. You'd literally do a whole show on them. But anyway, we got news to get to, Annie. So let's not waste any more time with small talk. Let's get right down to it. What's going on in the world that's not being reported in the mainstream media?
Okay, well, I'll start off with a quote from Robert Lefebvre. He's an American libertarian. And he says that government is a disease masquerading as its own cure. He also believed that bestowing the good deeds of society on its government was no different from rewarding criminals for abstaining from legal activity. I mean, all governments consist of customs and institutions that control our lives by stealing our property, restricting our freedom, and endangering our lives with the rationale of protecting us from ourselves. Well, we sure got a big dose of that this last week. And then the New York Times, I was really surprised at this, reported this week that since 2006, police departments have acquired almost 93,000 machine guns in 432 mine-resistant trucks, over 500 aircraft, thousands of pieces of camouflage and night vision gear. I love night vision gear. And hundreds of thousands of ammo magazines. And I bet they're full clips, too. And they're all supplied by the Department of Defense.
Yes, Annie, that's out of Program 1033. And this is what we're seeing so much of with the images coming out of Ferguson, Missouri, is this is what a militarized police looks like. And then you dress them up like little cowboys. They start to act like little cowboys. And that's what we're seeing in Ferguson. But even more interesting, Annie, I'm breaking a story tomorrow. And people in the audience, you're going to want to see what I've uncovered with regard to a military document from the U.S. Army that was just released this last Friday on August 15th. And it talks about how to deal with protesters. And so, Annie, we don't have to just sit around looking at the militarization of our police. The Army, at least according to what this document's saying, plans on taking a very active role. And if Governor Nixon in Missouri goes forward with any more declarations of martial law, and yes, curfew is an element of martial law, I do expect the Army to roll in with a whole new set of procedures. And you can read about it tomorrow on thecommonsenseshow.com. It'll be up early in the morning. You can sip your coffee, eat your breakfast, and read about the latest tyranny before you take off to work. Okay, Annie, what's next?
Well, you know, I was just talking about the thousands of ammo magazines, but they're getting ready to destroy more than a billion, with a B as in boy, billion dollars worth of ammo that they say they don't need because the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force's computers don't talk to each other. I mean, their computers are too antiquated. I mean, we have satellites that talk to each other over thousands of miles. But the Pentagon building is just too big to walk from one office to another. I mean, we've got six congressmen. They're starting legislation to demilitarize the police by curbing the Pentagon's ability to provide all this free military equipment. But, Rand Paul attributed the militarization of law enforcement to an expansion of government power. Well, we'll see. These six congressmen, they're going to try to pull this off, but we'll see just how far it gets in the Senate. I mean, it'll never get off of the ground. The boys have their toys, and they're not going to give them up.
Well, no, they're not going to give them up. And you know, it's interesting. I saw that quote in USA Today from Rand Paul, where he basically equated demilitarization to the installation of a military dictatorship. And I was surprised to see USA Today running this, but I think as Brandon was describing in the last hour, this is just more predictive programming, because when the Army rolls out their new procedures on how to deal with civil unrest or just mild protesting, folks, wait till you read the article tomorrow. I'm telling you, you're going to be stunned by what you read. And Rand Paul, I think, is trying to sound like his father. I'm not a Rand Paul fan, and I have to be honest with you. I think he has deviated significantly from the tenets of what his father believed in, which was pure constitutionalism. But on this point, he's starting to sound like a champion of the people, so I look at that as kind of a preliminary drop of the note that, hey, I'm running for president. But Annie, you're right about the computers not speaking to each other, and I also wonder, too, how deliberate this might be. Because if I'm in the defense industry, and I can cause the military to duplicate services because they don't have computers that can really inventory and keep up with all that we have purchased across the board, I'm talking about a centralized source of accounting from the Pentagon, then I can make even more money. I can make three and four times the money by duplicating services to each branch. So I've often wondered, this lack of communication is unsophisticated and as behind the times as it is it really deliberate? And I just wouldn't be surprised if we found that to be the case.
Oh, I agree with you. And here's a question we can ask ourselves. I mean,
let's hold it right there, okay? Because I know you're launching in a news item here, and I don't want to interrupt the flow of thought here before we go to the break. And I had one more thought on the militarization of the police. You know what no one ever talks about here, Annie, and I don't want to skip over this point lightly. When we talk about the militarization of the police, I don't read this, but what I have, you just can't help but wondering, it's going to take one person for every 50 people that we lock down in this country. Those are the standard rules of garrisoning a country, one for 50. And when you add to the fact that the United States has an estimated 300 million handguns, that number could go up disproportionately. But let's go with the one for 50. Where are those troops going to come from? Well, even with Russian and Chinese troop presence in this country, even with the paramilitary force now, and yes, they're paramilitary, being MS-13, I don't think there is enough to completely lock down this country. And I think that what we're looking at here is this is exactly what the police are being trained for, but we don't seem to speak of it very much in the alternative media. Anyway, we're going to step aside, take a break. We come back, Annie will pick it up with more news.
Everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Central, I'm Dave Hodges, joined by our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso. And Annie, let's get right back to the news. A lot to cover in a short amount of time.
Yeah, well, this is a question that we can all ask ourselves. I mean, how can we have world peace when only 11 countries in the world are not in a conflict of one kind or another? And one of those 11 was Korea, just because they're not in an armed conflict. So they get
is that North Korea you're talking about?
Yeah, North Korea. Yeah, forgot the distinction. And then across the pond in England, police want new and expanded rights to get medical records and other confidential data. It doesn't say what that confidential data is or where it comes from, but all this without an individual's consent. They say they can't wait when they have a situation at hand. Well, we all know England is a beta test for what eventually comes to America. So get ready for that one.
Oh, Annie, it's already here. It's already here. Let me tell you what happened with my son. He came home with some medical forms, you know, for the sports he's going to be involved in this year. And so I'm used to, you know, looking at these and filling them out and taking them to the doctor and getting his physical and all that stuff. But they got a whole new segment on there this year, and this comes out of what they call the Arizona Interscholastic Association, or the AIA. Every state has them. It's a governing board that governs high school athletics, and they tie into the State Department of Education, and you know, it ties into all these other nefarious alphabet soup groups, as we know. So keep that in mind as I go through this. In the questionnaire, they want to know the father and the mother's medical history. And they start asking questions like, did your father have heart problems before the age of 50? And first of all, this is a complete violation of HIPAA, you know, the federal privacy laws regarding medical privacy. And they get into all of these detailed questions about my and my wife's medical history. It's none of their damn business. You know, my son's 13 years old playing sports, okay? What business is it of theirs, what I've got? What matters is what the doctor says his current physical condition is, not what's going to possibly happen to him because of bad genetics in 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's absolutely absurd. And I can tell you, Annie, they're data gathering, and I guarantee this information just doesn't stay with the AIA. I guarantee it goes to the State Department of Education, and they're forwarding on to HHS. Guarantee you. And I'm going to be looking into that and following that trail. Back to you, Annie.
Well, did you put a not applicable in that space?
No, what I did, I want to screw up their data. I just put down no for everything.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good. Well, excuse me. The Radical Journal of Medical Ethics has an article by Christina Ritchie of Boston's College Department of Theology, where she now calls babies carbon legacies. Babies are now called carbon legacies. I can't talk tonight. But then we lose a few, we win a few. But this one we do win for now. We'll see. But remember when the Navy ordered removal of all the Bibles from the base hotels because, excuse me,
yeah.
I got a tickle.
I remember that. Yeah, that atheist group got all ticked off about that. And so the Navy said, oh, yeah, we'll punish the Christians. I remember that.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, and if I remember the group's name, it's called Freedom From Religion Foundation, and they're opposed to Bibles everywhere and anywhere. They had their way, they'd take them out of our private homes. And I did hear about this story. I think Navy bowing to pressure backed down, and they're letting the Bible stay there for now. So freedom of religion wins out just in the very moment. And I should say here as a program note to all our support personnel here at RVN, I've got one heck of a thunderstorm coming through here. So if you lose me, you know why. But anyway, Annie, back to this story. The Navy is really the final branch, the last branch, that's really as far removed from the tyranny of the Obama administration as possible. The Army is fully in their clutches, and the Army and the CIA are just basically in bed together. Air Force a little less so, but still controlled. Marines a little less so, but still controlled. But on that continuum, the Navy is the farthest away, and in particular, the submarine fleet. And we have talked on this show about how the Navy has ongoing war games off of almost every inch of coastline in the United States. I've provided that information on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com, where I've shown the maps that come from the documents called Air Force Owning the Weather 2025 and the 18 related documents. And the Navy is out there. Why? Because they're afraid of an EMP attack and they don't want to be disabled. And that is a fact. And I've got that from one of the horse's mouths. Anyway, Annie, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm back with you, Dave. Thanks for covering for me over that through that little tickle there. But that's my news. So what's on your mind?
I've got additional news as well, too. I've got new information, and I have written about this previously with regarding what's going on at the North Pole. And there are six nations right now that are militarizing for activities in the North Pole. And at one time, I was really critical of the United States about 2 years ago under the Lost Treaty from the UN that basically said all claims at the North Pole are now null and void, and you have to prove that your continental shelf from your particular nation coincides with the area in the North Pole that you're claiming, so that you have to have some kind of level of being adjacent to your continental shelf. The problem is the UN has created a scenario to where this will take multi-generations, 20, 30, 40 years to validate. Meanwhile, you got countries, you got six countries that are militarizing in preparation to fight each other for what we're finding in the North Pole. And what's happening is, you know, True North moved over a period of time. And in the late 1990s, the runways in North America moved their compass almost 1 degree to True North. So as True North moved, the old True North began to experience more melting. And that's climate change ammunition, you know, for, hey, climate change is real and it's really here. It's not. True North has moved and new ice shelves are being built. But as this ice melted, they found that there is vast mineral resources, much more so anywhere on the planet with regard to oil and gold and silver and just everything. And so the countries are organizing. The Russians have spent somewhere around $8 billion in Arctic fighting equipment. And what I just uncovered recently, Annie, is the fact that we're looking at war games that have been going on in Norway, in Finland, involving NATO, with the U.S. being the prime country. And we would never have found out if a Norwegian airplane hadn't crashed into a mountain, and then it led to the discovery of these war games for Arctic warfare. We are preparing to fight the Russians, and now the Chinese have come on board with their expenditures in Arctic fighting equipment. But we are preparing to fight a war in the North Pole. Norway is militarized, as hard as that is to believe. And I got two confirming emails after I ran this article today on this very topic from military personnel that says, yes, we are sending personnel and military equipment to Norway. So we want to keep our eyes on that, Annie, because that's a very volatile situation. And I think it's one that if we're not careful, we may not see the war, World War III, start in Syria. We may not see it start in Ukraine. We very well may see it start at the North Pole with the real shooting that's going on up there. And what I've been screaming about forever, forever on my column, and what has really bothered me is how Obama has cut down on military flyovers along the Alaskan border and how our submarine activity there has been lessened by order of Obama. We're doing more training with Russian troops in Alaska. And now I can kind of see through the scenario, Annie. What we're looking at is really, really bad. And we'll keep our eye on this. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be back in hour. Well, we'll come back in the bottom of this hour with Vicki Davis.
It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Listening again to the Common Sense Show. Dave Hodges, your host, with Annie DeRiso, our news director. And I did not inquire during the break. Do we have Vicki Davis?
I'm here.
There you are, Vicki Davis. We have you live and in person. Hey, it's been too long since we've had you on, and you do such good work. And we had a good friend of yours on last week, my fellow RBN host, Darren Weeks. And I've been following your stuff, and it's so voluminous about what's coming our way, Vicki. It's just, oh my gosh, it's just, it's hard for me to put my finger on it and say, yeah, this is our starting point. I know you sent me an email to that effect and say, okay, this is where we want to start. But, I mean, this crosses all domains. I mean, this is climate change. This is Agenda 21. It's wealth resource reallocation, wealth redistribution. I mean, it's everything. Rolled into one. And,
it is everything, because it's all about systems. The systems of our government and the redesign of our government, during the Clinton administration, they, quote, reinvented government. And by that, they meant they really reinvented government. And so I've been studying the organization of it, the organization of the government, which, you know, not that many people do. Most people just look at the political stuff going on. But, you know, where my focus is in the organization, what it was before and what it is now. And all of the things that are going on are trails off of the redesign effort.
And yeah, that's how I read that too. Hey, Vicki, I just want to let you know and just remind our support personnel at RVN that I've already been knocked off my satellite this evening, and I'm operating on an alternative form of communication, so that's probably why I sound a little bit different. But we have a major thunderstorm rolling through here. I live about 20 miles northwest of metropolitan Phoenix, and we're getting bombarded. Occasionally you might hear that thunder in the background. So if I disappear, Vicki, I've got Annie here with me, who will gladly pick up the torch and carry on. So if you're saying, where's Dave? Well, Dave's getting buried in weather if I disappear. Well, Vicki, here's where I think I really want to start. I want to bring this down to the ground level for our listeners, and I want them to know what's coming and exactly how this is going to affect them on a daily basis.
Well, it depends on what time frame you're talking about, because these systems that in the redesign of our government, they are so big, but they've redesigned our society as a consequence of the redesign of the systems of government.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you're talking about next year, probably not much. You know, you could look at the implementation of Common Core, which really is, you know, for the schools, the transforming our system of education to a vocational system where the business leaders of the area are really in charge of the curriculum to train specifically for whatever businesses are in a local area. I mean, that's one change that you could see that's going to be near term if people are unsuccessful at stopping Common Core. As we move out farther in time, they probably will put up more cameras, more toll roads. They will probably implement the demand management of smart grid, and they will start training people to use less electricity, either by voluntary means or by force with brownouts. I mean, you know, it depends on what system you're talking about and what the time frame is that you're talking about.
Yeah, let's start near and work to far.
Well, near is Common Core. Far, going ultimately out as far as you can go, people will be in a system of total control.
Right.
Their lives will be planned, from before they're born until the day they die.
You know, I've mentioned this before, and just to comment about far before we return to the near, and I've got a couple of questions on the near, but I don't know if you ever saw the movie Man of Steel, and I brought this up on the show before, which was a Superman movie that came out in the summer of 2013. In the first 30 minutes of the movie, they covered the fact that Superman was the first live birth on Krypton before it was destroyed, and that they programmed everybody else to do job-specific activities, like General Zahn was genetically bred to be a general, and they used this phrase, turned on genes and turned off genes, to get the desired effect and what they wanted from a person who they artificially created. And I've read some of the stuff that you sent me with regard to the Human Genome Project, and I want to really kind of end on that point. But to the short term, let's go back to the Common Core aspect. I have done a lot of reading on Common Core. It's incompetent, Vicki, on one point. My son is fairly gifted in math. You know, his nationalized test, he exceeded standards. And yet, he's going to have to go to summer school because the Common Core tracking and math to qualify to go to four-year university. So the tracking and sequence is off. They're erasing the founding fathers from standardized testing. Are you aware of that?
I've heard that, yes.
Well, I'm here to tell you that I've researched this. It is true. It is absolutely true, and the College Board is doing exactly the same thing. And it's not going to be long until we start to see, you know, Common Core reaching into the universities. But it'll be too late anyway because the kids will go to universities and carry this brainwashing with them. What's your main objection from your perspective on what you found about Common Core and how it's part of a government plot to transform this nation?
It's not really education. They're not educating the children. They are training them. And the standards, they weren't really developed by educators. They were developed by businessmen. And the objective is to train workers. And they really don't want educated people for the system that they have designed. The redesign of our government that redesigned the systems for society, it's all encompassing. And that includes a planned economy. And part of the planned economy is the partnership between government and businesses in an area, and the schools being essentially a supply line, the pipeline of supply for labor of the local area. When I first started looking at the redesign of high school, when they started this around 2004, 2005, somewhere thereabouts, they were actually talking about starting vocational training in the sixth grade, where a child would have to choose their career path in the sixth grade. You know, how much education can you get between first grade and fifth grade that would allow you to choose a career, your lifetime career, you know, in the sixth grade? You can't, you know. But the biggest clue is Common Core. They've dropped it down to the least common denominator.
Common Core's least common denominator is what?
Well, like you were talking about the math, I'm not sure exactly how you would describe that math. I've looked at it, but I'm not an educator. I'm not, you know. It appears to me that they are dropping the level down to accommodate the learning abilities of people that need kind of a visual on something rather than the mental aspect of it. That's the only thing that I can think of, but I mean, if you're looking at common standards...
Okay, we've got to step aside. We're coming into our break right now, so I'm going to step aside. We come back, I'll answer that question for you, and then we'll continue on with Vicki Davis after word from these sponsors.
But you are under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063.
buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. We're joined by Vicki Davis, and we're in the midst of talking about a short to long range plan in which government has morphed into basically an out of control freak agency, and the policies coming out of our government reflect that. And we are looking at what Obama promised, which is a transforming fundamental change. And that's really where we're going. Vicki, when we went into the break, we were talking about, you know, Common Core policies. And we mentioned about the elimination of founding fathers from testing. And it's happening across the board. It's not happened yet in every school district, but I have seen it on an official level and official documents. So yeah, I know you're absolutely correct. But Common Core, I mean, would you say, is it more than just the brainwashing of our kids to get us to accept a new paradigm? Is it greater than that, or is that the main objective?
Well, I think that it's training them for the society that is being built for them for the future. I do think it is... regimentation and control. They always talk about they want creativity and innovative thinking and critical thinking for the children, but they're designing the school system for the absolute opposite.
Yeah, I agree. And the no tolerance policies that we're seeing, I mean, some of them defy logic. I mean, of course, you bring a gun to school, you shouldn't be allowed to attend that school again. You should be expelled. But we're seeing first graders expelled for pointing their fingers on the playground playing guns. I mean, there's one kid from Loveland, Colorado, was fighting off make-believe alien invaders on the playground, 6 years old, and they suspended him because he was acting like he had a gun. I mean, this is the insanity we have with no tolerance policies, one size fits all, and it's about total compliance. I agree. And when you bring total compliance to a human being, you are basically drilling the creativity out of that person. So I totally agree with what you're saying. Creativity is going to be a casualty to Common Core. Absolutely no question in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, a lot of times what they're doing in the schools really amounts to child abuse. I think it's horrendous. They're not allowing these children to be children. They're not allowing them to even make mistakes as children, because this record that they're creating of them, you know, where they're keeping track of everything in a permanent lifetime record that will be available to the businesses that potentially might want to hire them or not hire them, it's creating a situation where they'll have to live in fear their whole life, fear of, you know, making a mistake.
Yeah, and I'll tell you where else this is leading to, and there's been some discussion of this already out there, so this is nothing novel. But if you have a kid who has a series of minor transgressions with school authorities, and that's allowed to be kept on a permanent record that can follow the child, how long will it be till some government agency comes along and says, oh, wait a minute now, you've got oppositional defiant disorder, you're mentally ill, one, you can't get health care insurance, and two, you can't own a gun because you're mentally ill. I mean, is this the kind of abuse that you're finding with Common Core too?
That's the kind of abuse that is potential, that, you know, that will potentially occur. They did pass a law saying that corporations can't use your DNA profile against you, but, you know, that's not terribly meaningful. I don't think.
No, you know? I totally agree with you, because they can say whatever they want, but if someone has access to the information, it could be used against you. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no question about that. What would be an intermediary? We've got Common Core is in your face. This is here right now. What about some more intermediate threats to the American way of life coming out of government? Would that include things like the smart grid?
Oh, no question about it. I consider the smart grid to be the biggest threat to the United States that we have, because we're totally dependent on electricity, obviously. But what they've done with deregulation is to essentially break up the utility monopoly that was regulated, and they created the monopoly of a regulatory monopoly that operates at the international level. Okay, so and the regulatory monopoly of NERC, that's the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, is made up of it's an association of all the utility companies, and they have basically become self-regulatory under this international organization. So and smart grid, the smart grid, of course, is part of the bulk power transmission system. So it's the transmission system that is regulated by NERC.
Yeah, I have a question along those lines. I was reading in the Phoenix paper, and yes, I do read mainstream media just to find out what the enemy's up to, but I was reading in there, and they were saying, as water companies combine, so you have corporate A merge with corporation B, that water rates inevitably are going to rise. Is this part and parcel to what you're talking about?
Yes, because under deregulation, the deal that was made with the companies that were involved in the business is that they would not lose any money by implementing efficiency and conservation measures. Okay, so they are guaranteed increasing profits no matter how much efficiency is put into the system, and no matter how many kilowatt hours or how many gallons of water you save, their profits will go up. So it's kind of like they've got us like in a squeeze play here.
Yeah, we've got that too. I've got a friend who lives down the street from me that's totally gone solar, and Arizona Public Service, APS, Arizona People Stealing From Us, as we like to call them, has informed him he cannot go off the grid. And we put a solar hot water heater in some years ago to where we live, and it did cut our bills. And so what does APS do with all the solar that's coming online? They go back to the regulatory agency called the Corporation Commission, and now they get to raise our rates again because they're losing profit because people are using solar too much. So they sell us on the idea of solar. They tax us on the idea of solar on our bills, and then they punish us for saving energy by charging us higher rates. I mean, it's this way across the board. Let me just throw one more thing in before we go to break. It's almost like the privatized prisons. Also here in Arizona and many states, the privatized prisons here are guaranteed 100% occupancy rate. So even if they don't have 100% criminals filling the beds, they get paid by the taxpayer no matter what. And this also goes part and parcel to why the police are incentivized to arrest people. It's across the board, isn't it, Vicki? They're trying to squeeze as much money out of us at every turn.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of the systems that the system of governing that they've implemented. And that's really a good lead in to the NCS that I wrote about in that smart grid thing. We've really had a true takeover of government by corporations.
Yeah, and, no question.
Yeah.
The good old corporate, there's no question about that. And something else here, just to kind of whet people's appetite when we come back, let me read to you a partial quote right here as we go into the break, something that Vicki sent to me here, and I've got to minimize it so I get it on my screen. It says, in the event of a future war, which might come to our shores, all the people, all the facilities, all the skills, all the energies of the nation must be utilized to the fullest extent. To successfully carry out this program will require the cooperation of every man, woman, and child in this nation. It is on such principles that civil defense must be erected, and it must be with such a requirement that its organization must be perfected. And Vicki, to tie all that together with what, this is a quote from former Secretary of Defense Forrestal, we're going to tie that together with Executive Order 13603 and what else she said. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll see you in hour number 3.